From Bates Nursery and Garden Center, just north of Briley Parkway on Whites Creek Pike, and worth the drive from anywhere. It's the At Home Show, answering your questions about your home, your garden, and your projects. Now for two gentlemen best known for pioneering the concept of social distancing. Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project, you got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It's the At Home Show. It's your Saturday morning tradition here from the Earth Mix Network headquarters in the green room at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 0.9 miles north of Briley Parkway at exit 19.
Some
I'm Josh Carey.
I'm David Bates. Some say it's a mile, Josh, but you
some
know,
say
I'm not going to.
Some say they're wrong.
I'm not going to split hairs about that. Hey, we have a special guest in studio.
We do.
Good morning.
Wait. You don't want your song?
Oh, sure. Play
yes,
the song.
Yes.
Play this.
That's how special he is.
Yes. He has his own walk-up music. We hope everybody's
one for
hearing.
Each other and all for
go,
one.
Drew. Go, Drew.
The three brave amigos are we. Brother to brother and everyone, a brave amigo. Wherever they need us, our destinies lead us. Amigos, we're always together.
You gotta hold that note. Hold it. Here it comes.
We are the three amigos. We are the three amigos.
Hold it.
Maybe. Yeah. You never can't tell.
Oh, my goodness.
We welcome, you Drew Sullivan.
It. Good morning, guys.
Yep. And we hope everybody nice heard that. Here. That was Three Amigos. It's the traditional song. We don't own the rights to that, so it'll be up on some of the platforms that we're on.
Hopefully. You know, the other time we did it, it stayed up just fine.
Okay.
But now that you've said that, someone's going to flag us.
Dang it.
Way to go, Josh.
So it's a little warm out there, David. I mean,
it is a little warm, and we're going to take a quick look at the weather and try to get a fix on where we are and what's going on. If look at that right there, see if you see anything that looks consistent across the board, and that is to say that it's going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s, and it's going to be scattered thunderstorms every day. And guess what? It's July.
Yes.
In Middle Tennessee.
That's what you get. And it doesn't mean it will rain everywhere every day, but it does mean it was going to rain somewhere every day. And yesterday, about 1,200s worth of rain fell here at Bates Nursery and in other locations. Nothing. There are probably some who got an inch and a half. Who knows? But today there will be scattered thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
It says here 3,800ths of an inch of rain. You know, maybe. You know, that's just kind of a average tomorrow. 88 for the high today. So, you know, we are seeing some break in the heat wave, which is very welcome. And the additional rain is also very welcome, because everything you planted, it just makes life a whole lot easier if you're not having to do all. You know, the good thing about rain as opposed to even irrigation is that if it's raining where you are, 100% of your area is getting water, the same amount of water. So it really works a lot better than the irrigation system, but not everybody can have rain when you want to have rain. So this forecast pretty much extends throughout the week. Upper 80s to low 90s for the highs, and lower 70s to maybe upper 60s for low temperatures. And
that high on Thursday looks real good.
It does, but you know, we'll see how true it is. You know, Thursday's not here. Currently, it's 76 degrees here in the Music City, and you know, we would be remiss if we did not also mention the capable skills, Michael Stevenson here today. We're really glad to have him, and we also want to mention Honora McGarry, and thank you for being here today. She doesn't want to be on camera, but as you can see, there's no reason for her not to want to be. She's a very wonderful lady, and she keeps us
She looks
looking,
a little chilly in that picture.
She, looks, she keeps us looking as good as she can with what we've got to work with.
Was that in Oregon?
It was in Northern California.
Okay, so close.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. 615-499-6690. That is the number to dial to join us here. And if you want to call, leave a message, you can do that. Yep. You can send us a text if you would like.
If we don't have your number stored, you will have to leave a message. Now, if you if you want us to store it, we can do so. That way you can actually call in live. So,
yes.
But if you have a question, you can call and leave that message, or you can message us through our Facebook page.
Yes, you can.
The At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates. We have a question, by the way, starting out from, I believe it was it Jack Gill? Is that who that was?
Yes, it is. And then we will go to Jack's question here.
Bring that up. Are you ready?
I'm ready. If you're ready, are you ready?
I think I'm ready. This is right in the wheelhouse of our esteemed guest,
the Prince of Potions himself.
You care to read that out, Josh?
Hey, Josh and David. Another summer, another bout with brown patch. Thought I'd started prevention early this year by treating monthly with bioadvanced fungus control for lawns. Propiconazole 51%.
0.51%.
Okay, 0.51%.
There's a slight difference there.
Okay, 0.51%. Okay, it's time for the fourth application, to apply or not to apply. Before I give up hoping, you can offer guidance and maybe a little encouragement. He's going to watch us on YouTube when he gets a chance to do that.
Anyway, so thank you, Jack, for writing in.
And doing your homework. Right. Yes, Brian, thank you very much.
I think it's my advice to the gentleman would be, I would do a different fungicide. If you've already invested the time and the funds of doing three with what that forecast was, highs in the 90s, chance of rain, lows in the 70s, that's disease ready to happen. My only caution here is propiconazole is a oil-based fungicide, and the heat can cause some burn from time to time.
So you got
now that's a little bit of a risk. So you could go to an azoxy and get like 28 days azoxystrobin.
Okay,
it'll give you 28 days water base. You won't get the burn.
So there's really not a lot of that chemical in whatever it is that he's
right. Our propiconazole, we have one that's a 14.3%. We have another one that's 41.5%.
So that's a
But he's probably having to mix it a whole lot heavier than
we Now, the other issue when you're talking about fungicides in general is that when you're spraying for any kind of a fungal problem, be it brown patch or be it powdery mildew, if it's a persistent problem, the changing up of use of different chemicals is always recommended because there may be resistance that develops to one or the other.
This is a southern fescue lawn. So, I mean, if you're watching in Michigan or if you're watching in Pennsylvania or Maryland, you may have some more rye in there. Would it work on that?
Bluegrass. I mean, you don't usually have brown patch in those type of grasses that I'm aware of.
Right.
Never lived or worked up that way. But it's been a brown patch year. I gave up on it. I let my fescue patch go. But there's great granulars that you can use, a little bit easier to apply, that give you the month long control also.
You would want to use that in the morning when the dew's on the grass?
You want to water it in. Yeah. I mean, it's with that product, heat isn't going to be an issue. So
because it's water based and not oil based.
Right.
So I'll give a shout out to Paula Bainick. Paula, great to see you out there this morning. Also, Bill Hayes is out there Always great to see you, Bill. He's some very compelling video if we get that up here after a while. Norm Groot out in California. Good morning, Norm. Appreciate you checking us out this morning. Beth Scott, good morning to you. Camille Miller, Alice Dobbins. So keep tuning in, folks. We're going to talk about whatever it is that are concerns in your garden. It could be vegetable plants. It could be some gardening issues.
It could be glorious, abundant type of cherry tomato production. And yes, I brought some in. This came from the
show.
One plant, ladies and gentlemen.
It is amazing how prolific, once the production switch turns on, you go from having a few to a few hundred quickly. And you literally can pick more than one. Once a day, they ripen so fast, and you know if you don't, you'll find them littering the ground.
What I found on this particular one is that they get to a point, and then I mean they get so juiced up, and I don't know, they tend to split. They split in the same spot.
Yeah, some of that may have to do with your watering habits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it could be,
particularly if you're watering them during the hot part of the day. If you're getting water on the fruit itself. Not a good idea.
I've been watching and listening to the At Home Show for many, many years, David Bates. I always water to the base.
Okay, well, just saying. Are you the only person that waters your vegetable plants?
Uh-huh, of course. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, now, Michael, this is the video that we're going to try to do because Bill sent this in. He was and the homework assignment send us images of the glorious stuff.
I'm going to switch off here for just a second, give you time to get that queued, and then I'll switch back.
Are you ready?
He's potted up. He's ready to go,
okay,
man.
All right.
He took the time to produce a video, so it is glorious, and it needs to play.
Here you go.
Looky here.
That's his garden.
You got to turn your audio on,
turn
Josh.
Your sound on? No, down there in the
down
corner.
Down there in the corner, Josh.
Now you turned it off in two places.
Yeah.
Oh, that one?
That one, okay. And now turn the other one back on. You've got it. Unmute that one.
Yeah, so
you got that one muted still.
Well, we got that. We're doing real well here. So, okay.
You need to unmute the other one now, Josh. You've still got one muted. Unmute. Go volume up.
Volume up. It's up, 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 up.
Up. You're still muted.
Unmute me.
It's making me nervous.
You're unmuted. Give me just a second here.
All right, he's
this is what
control.
You call production on the fly, folks.
It's live, ladies and gentlemen, and it's
we're always trying new things,
toys, new gadgets. We've got some things going on.
Yeah,
for you.
We'll be stumbling before we get up and actually.
But this
walk.
Is well worth the look, so you can actually look at it now on our Facebook page, and it's out there. It's glorious, and David got very hungry while he was doing.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were still looking at that. I was trying to fix your sound.
Okay, don't fix. Okay, don't mess anything else up. 615-499-6690. That's the number to dial to join us here on the At Home Show. Now, Drew, even though it's dry in some places, I mean, with these pop-up showers, the lawn guys in particular are staying very busy, and it's hot. And I mean, they're cutting. It seems a little longer into the summer this year than in the past few years.
And hopefully, many of them are learning to set their mowers to the highest setting. There's still a lot of individuals, and some of those individuals are people who cut grass for a living who still don't understand the need to cut cool season grasses at the highest setting. Yes.
Yep. That helps it just to shade itself and allows more plant to get your food and moisture down to the roots.
As a general rule, you don't normally want to cut off more than about a third
of the
blade.
So
if you're going down there and you're chopping two-thirds of it off.
Yeah.
So are we getting close now?
We're ready now.
Let's say a good morning to Brad Harkeye this morning who is out there. Brad, thanks for tuning in. And all right.
Took the time to produce this for us.
Is that some sauce or what?
Yeah, is it chili or sauce? What is that?
It depends on whether you put it on noodles, I guess. Going into the canning process.
We
What are you doing, Josh?
I didn't touch it.
I didn't do it.
Wow, there you go.
Little basil on top. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I tell you what, I'm not at all hungry, but just watching this just makes me go, I can smell the garlic.
Is that plates of food I guess he's made? Is he like a chef? Because those look like good.
He gave credit to his lovely bride.
It was as scrumptious as it appeared to be. I have no doubt that it...
He maintains his boyish figure around that home, I'm sure, as well. But, again, that, folks, this is the first year that I've had an above-ground garden. Okay, I've usually grow a few herbs. In the ground and have things going on. But it's amazing. Again, that just... One plant on this cherry tomato. Tomatillos started to come in, and they're coming in hard too. Some other things, but folks, and Bill's garden is massive. So I mean, it's a really good thing.
And I was just go ahead and talk quickly about give some love out here to Earth Mix Garden Products, and Bill is credited Earth Mix Garden Products and Bates Nursery with. He got the plants here, and he got the soils from Earth Mix, and he's having really great success. Obviously, a lot of things he's growing. If you're interested in growing organically and trying to get the most productive growth out of it, highly recommend Earth Mix Garden Products. And it's not just limited to vegetable gardening. It could be for your landscape, Earth Mix Landscape, Supernatural Organic Compost, Viragra, 100% pure earthworm castings.
It'll make your blooms last for more than 4 hours.
And is this in the blue bag, by the way?
Yes, a little blue bag. Yeah.
And also Earth Mix Magic. There's a whole lineup of products, including Proganix O and Proganix I, the outdoor and indoor potting soils from Earth Mix. So no matter what your need is, there is a soil or amendment for your application. Go over to the website, earthmix.net, and there you can click on the Find Earth Mix tab. Once you get over there, it shows you all the locations. And I'm not going to zoom in, but you can zoom in, and it'll show you all the locations around Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio. So check all those at earthmix.net. Remember, success in gardening begins at the ground level when you use Earth Mix garden products.
Yeah. I've got a testimonial on this.
Go, sir.
I've got a little raised bed garden
above ground
in pots at the office, and when I started, we were out of our Earth Mix product, and I used professional potting mix in a few plants. Got the Earth Mix, used it in some more plants. By far, the plants with the Earth Mix are outperforming. No doubt about it.
So good quality plants, good quality soil, water, and sunshine.
There you go.
Well, we
must include water too.
It takes a little more effort to get things doing their very best, and that's what we try to do at Earth Mix Garden Products. I want to give a chance, Drew, here to also share some love over with your place of business over at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply and your fine employer, Brian Dixon, and the numerous locations you guys have around Middle Tennessee. And the great level of service you give people who have power equipment, be it four cycle, two cycle, even electric.
Yeah,
you carry a pretty complete line.
Battery powered, yes, we sure do.
I've seen a lot more of that coming into the marketplace.
Yeah, it's getting
there are neighborhoods where that you can't get in there and work if you don't have electric stuff because of the noise factor that two cycle. Right. Or any kind of electric motor, so it does help abate some of the noise. But
and I tell you, convenience. I've got a battery powered blower that I got with some issues I have. It's hard for me to pull those recoils these days. And
it's called oldness. I got that.
I won't
same
admit
stuff.
To that. But they're very powerful. The batteries last. It's they've got good stuff now. And if you've never been in one of our stores, I encourage you to come out and go. We've got some great staff, great mechanics, and good products.
And you can throw a rock and you can hit a Dickens store. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they're all over the world.
Yeah. So anyway, check them out. I want to make sure we talk about what you guys do.
What about a cordless hedge trimmer? Because, I mean, there's certain females in the household at the proving grounds that are not allowed to use a hedge trimmer with a cord on it because cords are very expensive.
Yeah, they've got them, the Echo line and the Steel line, both have, even a chainsaw.
I have actually gotten to use a battery-powered chainsaw and was really pleased with the amount of performance it has. Now, to be sure, if you're going to do an extensive amount of cutting, you kind of need to have a few batteries.
Right.
Because you need to have some pre-charge so that you could cut for a... But if you had enough batteries, you could by the time the first one ran down, you could have the next one charged.
Another one charged, yes.
So, but anyway, check out all the great locations Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. I want to make sure and...
But the average homeowner it sounds like it's going to probably be one of those things. A chainsaw, first and foremost, it's oil and fuel.
Oh, yeah.
They're messy.
And they're not used a whole lot.
That's
one of the difficult things. That's where having a service department like Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is so helpful. I actually had a small generator that got some bad fuel in it, and I had just used it. I don't know who put
I had a pressure washer that had just got some bad
and
fuel
it was worth it to me, and I was really happy to be able to take it over there. So I know it's bad fuel, and it was a brand that they're not really they can't get parts for it because it was not there. I said, look, I know it's fuel, if you'll please clean it, and they did. It works wonderful. Awesome. Now one pull starts great, so it's amazing the things that can be done.
I'll tell you another little plug talking about fuel is the two-cycle mix that's out now. It's called Power Fuel.
Yep.
And where it's already mixed with ethanol-free gas, and it's got the treatment in it, the stabilizer treatment. Yeah, I mean, it's a little more money than what you're paying for gas, but when you look at you when you pour that in, you don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to burn the tank off at the end of the season.
Even at the winter time. I mean, even if you don't use it, we encourage people at winter, put a tank in there, crank it, and let it run a little bit, and then store your unit.
I had a
testimony here, a string trimmer that I did not run for a whole year. That I had used Power Fuel and started on the second pull.
So that's pretty amazing right there.
It's just so convenient. At the end of the day, I mean, because it comes in quarts and it also comes in gallons. And
right.
I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah. It's just, and you don't use that much around the home.
Okay, now we've talked about at the top of the show about how we're looking for more rains. It's kind of in the forecast daily. And what comes with that are a lot of weed issues. Nutsedge is front and center. And crabgrass with a close
front
second.
Front center, right. To the side, to the other side. Yeah. It's in
got
the
a
back.
New product for Nutsedge this year.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called Vexus. It's made by PBI Gordon, and it's a granular. And it comes in a little 2-pound shaker. That's enough to do 500 square feet, which usually when you've got nuts edge, you don't have that much.
Right, it's a patch, a low spot, maybe that
it's a little shaker
out by the
can.
Pool.
You shake it around there, you water it in, boom. And, very easy.
And is it as effective as the spray-on type as far as?
Yes, it will go.
And
slow, nuts edge is one that's slow to go away anyway, no matter how you
Right, because you'll see it start browning around the stem, and then it just kind of wilts and falls over.
Right.
So
right.
Well,
kind of like me out there in the yard on a busy day.
Well, that's one of the things about a selective herbicide is that it because they're selective and only target specific things, it's worth taking a little extra time if need be to get the to get the control on what and where you need it and not be worried about trying to control a whole host of other things.
Mm-hmm. One of our companies that we buy our pesticides through has started mixing a broadleaf herbicide with quinclarac. So if you've got a few broadleafs your crabgrass or some grassy issues, you've got it already pre-mixed that you can mix.
So you can...
Right.
You can hit both broadleaf and grassy weeds in one shot.
Out of one little quart bottle.
that's pretty amazing right there. And I think particularly at this time of year, I would say it's more the norm than the exception for people to be dealing with both of those, wouldn't you say?
Right, yes. And that quincrack is also great on clover. So there's, you know, mixing a three-way product with something else that'll help you get clovers a plus. Good product.
Now, you and I spoke briefly yesterday, and you had done a virtual trade show.
Yes.
And so first of all, what was that experience like? I mean,
you know, here again, talking about at the part of our career we are in, it was great for me to not have to travel.
Right.
And as much as I like being entertained, I didn't have to worry about late nights. And tell somebody,
they can send you
feel
a
like
link.
Going out tonight. That's
they can
right.
send you a link to some show that you can just watch at home.
Right. So that part I really enjoyed.
Go to your own fridge and get your favorite refreshment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was good. The only thing, the only downfall the first day, we didn't have a lot of breaks. They would go from one speaker to the next speaker and – you know, you had to miss a little
bit. Setting up the booth was so much easier, though, wasn't it?
Well, we didn't. We were exhibited, too. We weren't exhibiting here. So.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I can only imagine that.
So did they take cams around to each booth that was or did they have it set up on the stage?
Just done like a meeting with a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, so they didn't do like a Zoom thing on those? Or was
they were Zoom, okay, it was but all, they were just like kind of like a setting like Zoom this Zoom where they came from with their PowerPoint. The big guys in here got their own 30 minutes to do. The smaller companies,
that out of my reach now. You would have to have it.
He's gonna get his whoopee back to him. Ladies and gentlemen, watching all the way on the big screen in their own living room.
Who is
Rhode
that?
Island, that would be my lovely daughter, Eliza.
Oh, so. Yeah.
But now that's how you watch the at-home show. You don't have to sit there and watch it on your phone. This is
coffee
right?
in hand. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've got something that's going to cause a controversy that's just come out.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Are we ready to go off point?
Yes.
How many years have we been taking calls with folks trying to get Bermuda grass out of fescue?
Oh.
Since time began, if we had started that early.
Still.
Yeah.
Okay. They're coming up at Mountain View Seed. There's research for plants. That's called Fess Muta.
They're
encouraging people to put in fescue with Bermuda in the transition zone.
Fess, and they're just calling it Fess Muta.
There's been for a couple years Blue Muta, which is bluegrass with Bermuda in sports turf and even in golf applications for, here again, transition zone and a little bit north. You could look at this on YouTube and see.
I feel like Bermescue is a better name.
Actually, I think so. Yeah. I do. Yes.
But there's, we saw pictures of it was called Raptor 2 Fescue with Bermuda grass. Cut at 3/4 of an inch that just looked fantastic.
Oh my god.
So here we go.
All right.
The thought process is if you get obviously those to me it seems strange to try to think about having both of those seeds, one cool season and another warm season.
Now you would sow your fescue into your Bermuda.
I got you. So you're okay. That's the whole point.
Not
so you,
in the
so
same
you go
bag.
In there and aerate your Bermuda and work it that way. Okay, I didn't know whether this. I was trying to see how those seed would possibly be packaged together. And
they're looking at the varieties that do better in that mix. Like
what did you say the name of it was again?
Raptor 2 Fess Muta.
Bermescue. We prefer Bermescue.
Yeah, Bermescue. But I don't even remember what you said just now.
Fess Muta.
Fess Muta.
615-499-6690. Join us, folks, now, if you got some things. We're getting some messages.
You and I were also talking about, you said you got some information regarding what is going on in the world of seed, cool season grass seed for fall far as how the crop's shaping up for the season ahead. So
it's looking good. Who knows exactly? There's still, you know, we've talked about it for years. This time of year, the farmers and the brokers can't seem to get on the same page as far as pricing.
And every different, what we in the industry refer to as a turf-type fescue, these are all blends of seeds, correct?
Well, you can buy single varieties.
There are some that are they're Rebel grown. Is one. Is I know that's one that was sold a lot as a standalone. Right.
They're actually grown individual varieties. And then they're blended for shipment. Most everybody agrees you need three blends.
Yeah, because they're being used over such a wide area that it's hard to predict reliably exactly which one's going to give you the growth characteristics profile that you would be best for that particular area. Right. So as to sweeten the target or make it a little larger, it's a lot better. And some things are maybe have more brown patch resistant, right. Some things, or maybe a little more drought resistant. There are all kinds of attributes that are that the different grasses have.
The Mountain View, one of the companies we buy from, they've got a company within called Peak Genetics, and it's strictly just for research. And you can no telling how many plants they've got. When they show a picture of their farm, they're about this big. Clumps of fescue that they look at different traits and whatnot, and seed production being the main thing, because that's where the money comes
from. And people may forget that fescue is a clumping grass. Right. You know, right. We see it planted principally in a monoculture where that you have all these little clumps that all grow together, so it doesn't look like a clump. The turf types obviously have been hybridized or selected in such a way that they reduce the amount of the really coarse foliage is up on top. The crown that's on, I couldn't get the word crown out. It was there, but I couldn't quite. But that crown is not so rough on the turf types as it is on the Kentucky 31, which is
They look at the testing evaluation, the NTEPs. You know, they look at spring density. They look at recovery time. They look at color. They look at germination. You know, there's several different things they look at and test for. Disease resistance there. Right. You know, they'll at those farms, those certain farms, they will encourage brown patch. You know, they'll water it the wrong time of day, and they'll
cut it too short, fertilize it at the wrong time.
Right. They'll throw extra nitrogen on there. But, yeah, they try to get it in there. And you can really go. I mean, I've been fortunate to visit several of those farms over the years, and it's pretty neat to see that.
David, and we've got another question coming in via message. They're asking about a house plant, and it's called Monstera. Monstera and Asana. So I know they have a Swiss cheese vine. Is that, it's a very pretty plant.
Yep.
But they've sent me a link. I don't want to put the link up there, but it's it looks like an ivy with just some other stuff involved with it. It's very interesting. It's kind of pretty.
Monstera is, I can't tell you off the top of my head whether we actually have any of that or not. We do carry a really wide variety of tropicals in addition to other things. Why don't we just segue right into that, Josh?
Segue to pitch.
Do okay. This little spot here for Bates Nursery and Garden Center, and that's where we're broadcasting from this morning. And we really pride ourselves in having the most diverse selection of plant material. Stop. Not just diverse, but extremely high quality, and not just extremely diverse and high quality plant material, but with people you will encounter who work here who actually know their products and can help you get the answers, like do we have the Monstera available, that and a whole lot of others. It doesn't matter whether you're looking for perennials, it doesn't matter if you're looking for ornamental grasses, fruiting plants, figs with figs all over them right now. If you haven't shop for figs in a bit. Matter of fact, there's one brown turkey fig. It's that big, and I keep looking at it. And go, if nobody it's buys this, I'm going to eat that fig. So I'm just saying, come on out, Bates Nursery and Garden Center, and you can buy a fig that has fruit nearly ripe on
apple
it right
trees.
Now.
If you come in through the yes, apple
we've got apples
fruit.
On there. So obviously, gardening of all types is of great interest right now, and we are having a lot of folks really interested in vegetable fruit production. So come out and see us. We'll be glad to help you. Also, thanks to Nora. She and Austin are working on our video series now, and Austin has got a really great video up. On our that is on our website also, is it not? So you can go out and check out about how to plant a tree in the summer. You know, you think, awesome. Well, it's you can't plant this time of year. that's not right. Now, does it take some little special care and provisions? It does, but you can do it and be very successful with it. So check that out over at BatesNursery.com. And also, I write a weekly newsletter. If you scroll down to the bottom there, you can see that shaping things up before fall. And I'm talking about trimming. And this is really, we're rapidly approaching the end of the time that you should be trimming most broadleaf evergreens and deciduous. So if you want to read a little more detail about that, check out the newsletter there. And if you would like to sign up for the newsletter, just scroll down to where it says newsletter and put your name and email address in there, and you're subscribed.
You're going to sell my information.
We don't share it with anybody. Not every one of the 19,000 plus subscribers that we're very fortunate to have, and thank you for subscribing. If you do, we really value that, and we treasure that, and we treat it with the respect it deserves. We don't share your information with anyone. So come out and see us, Bates Nursery Garden Center. Bates Rewards members, this week only through Thursday, 20% off all plants.
But I'm not a Bates Rewards member.
It takes about 30 seconds to sign up. So come on in, sign up, and you'll get 20% off all plants today at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. Awesome. Anytime from now through the end of business on Thursday. So, beautifying Nashville since 1932, Bates Nursery and Garden Center.
615-499-6690. David, would you go back to input 3 again, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
We had a message sent, and this is from one listener, watcher up in Portland, Tennessee.
Yes, I believe.
Who's been known to
associate with us.
Yeah, once in a while, the round mound. Now, he wants to know, are these ripe? Are they ready to pick?
They are, if you say they are.
Yep.
Now, they look pretty ripe to me.
Yeah, now those appear to be banana peppers.
Uh-huh.
Now, the one thing about peppers is that most peppers, a great many of them, will actually turn red, ultimately, if you leave them on. They will get more of an orange color. Now, the bell peppers there, I mean, they're absolutely...
They look gorgeous, yes.
Now, you can certainly pick those now, but if you leave them on longer, they will actually turn red. That doesn't mean they get hot. It just means that they're more fully ripened. So,
he's not a scorpion, pepper kind of guy.
Do you know the best way to eat some banana peppers? So, you pick them off the plant,
right?
And then you toss them in the trash.
Really?
Yes. That's my opinion. I hate banana peppers.
Wow. No,
they're wonderful. Now, I will say
this. Put them on ice cream.
Regarding peppers, here's something that's really important. I'm a hot pepper lover. Now, not necessarily all hot peppers. Serrano, for whatever reason, for me, is not considered to be so hot. But there's something in the flavor profile about it that just lights me up. So I'm not really tolerant to that one. I'm much more tolerant to ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers Trinidad Scorpions. However, if you have your
Do you have an esophagus?
Yeah, it's not that bad. Anyway.
Okay.
You just have to kind of work at building up that tolerance, you know. It's like taking a little bit of poison every day.
Oh, okay.
If you have your sweet banana peppers planted in proximity to your, say, ghost peppers, you probably will not have any sweet banana peppers. They may look just like the picture that you showed before, but they're going to be fiery hot because they cross pollinate. So you need to have them at the opposite ends of your garden or further,
so
depending on the size of your garden.
I've got some family who lives out in New Mexico, and my cousin Zach grows habaneros out there.
Right.
And
he's far enough away, he won't cross-pollinate with yours.
Exactly. But he goes, I'd never had a habanero before, and he's like, here, just try this tiny little bit. I mean, it's just a little bit.
It's just a taste. It was just to get
tore me up. I drank half a gallon of milk. Yeah. Like, I can't do spicy at all.
Yeah. Well, I like habaneros.
But a hatch chili is the finest thing on the planet. I mean, you get a little red sauce, a little green sauce, you put it in there together.
Well, we have like a container employee garden area down that they have carefully blocked off to keep pilferage out. But there,
is it down that way?
Somewhere down under. Anyway, okay. I was noticing this morning, there's one huge pot that has chiles. You know, it has it's covered with chili. I mean, it has hundreds on it. It really looks amazing. So, It is vegetable harvesting time of year.
And brag about it, folks. Now, yeah, it's something else that you need to brag about. Now, this is a project that I helped David with over this last couple of weeks. This is a fence that he built.
Yep, those materials all came from Crawls and Building Supply.
In Eagleville, Tennessee. Yep.
I didn't know that was your fence. I'm sorry I called it a pallet.
I'm a fairly...
Palleted.
The duck...
You have a good palate.
Let it water roll off.
He has a good palate. But, you know, when we were trying to describe what I had in my mind to recommend to him, even David was, I could see in the back of his brain, he wasn't exactly sure about the way I was describing.
Well, I just wanted to make certain because I didn't want you, I knew the only way in my mind that it could work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did understand you correctly.
I think you got it in the end. But at the end of the day, what this shadow box fence, hurricane fence, whatever it is that you would like to describe it, horizontal fencing, you don't have a bad side.
You know, that's the real advantage to it. And you could put this up probably in any neighborhood and not
better ask your HOA first, though, folks.
And not get dinged on it because
there are a bunch of HOAs in the HOAs, right?
Homeowners Association is what you're referring to. There are rules out there. You know, there's...
And that are meant to be broken. But,
well, yeah. But some of them, there are some reasonable rules. Like, if you're going to put up, like, a temporary...
this one wouldn't allow
tarp material in your front yard, for instance. There's evidence of that in my neighborhood. Everybody walks around
for containment in the hysteric district.
What are they keeping inside this containment field? A puppy, and it takes up like half of the front yard, right on the corner. Right on the corner. So anyway, it's very conspicuous. So I don't know.
What color is it?
It's green.
The puppy's green?
No, I don't know what color the puppy is. You can't see it. The fabric, the woven fabric.
So the
fabric,
puppy can't even see out of the fence. He can walk his little face up there, and he can stick his nose through there.
Well, actually are little small dogs that live next door over there, and you know, part of putting the fence up was concern that, you know, whenever they see somebody, they run and bark, but this way they don't get a look at you. You know, they can, while they might be able to see through the fence in spots, they don't see you, and that eliminates the issue of them coming over. You know, there's a lot of traffic that can come in and out. You'd hate to see something bad happen.
Absolutely.
I have to say,
the more I look at that fence is growing on me. That's a nice fence.
Well,
how long did it take you to put it up?
Well, I did not do it personally. I hired the services. It took him about 4 days. That's
about a 30-day project for David and I, at least.
If we were working on it in the afternoons, because, it takes a while just to get all the posts. Now, I did rent a post hole digger. A big power. Not a one or a two, man. I'm talking about one like on a Vermeer mini skid steer that would get it done fairly quickly. But
oh, goodness gracious. All righty, folks.
But anyway, yes, I'm very pleased with the way that turned out. And I trust that my neighbors next door feel the same way.
And if you have to get out of the fence really fast, you got a ladder, man. You're right in and out. I mean,
there's a security issue, I guess, inherently.
It's a privacy fence. It's not a security fence.
No, it's not. It's, you know, you can walk around the end of it if you really wanted to. You know, that's pretty easy.
All righty. We see the Yard Boys out there. Yard Boy.
I think he's on the phone with us right now, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We see the Round Mounds out there. Carol Holcomb's out there. And, folks, hey, join us, 615-499-6690.
Would you like to talk to him?
Would we like to talk to the Yard Boy? I would most certainly like to.
What's up, Yard Boy?
The Honorable Corey Smith.
Yes.
How are y'all doing this morning?
We're having fun, can't you tell, friend?
Yeah, but what?
Are you calling me from a different number?
I am. Okay. This is my... this is actually me, yes.
It's the back phone.
That is some really... poor quality audio that thing is putting out.
I was about to say, don't blame me.
No, that's an output.
Is that better?
That's a little better. It sounds like you were screaming into the mic.
Sound like you had a microphone too
in
close to
the
speaker.
Yeah, in your mouth.
Wow, okay.
No, that's better now. It is better.
Okay. Well, you know, we strive for quality and perfection on the At Home Show in the morning. So
absolutely, we do, sir. So.
Absolutely. Hey, I like that shirt you got on there, Josh.
Isn't that sexy? I mean, it's just fine. And I mean, what does this shirt signify, young man?
It signifies liberty and freedom is what that signifies, sir.
Okay.
It signifies the write-in campaign for Corey Smith for Petersburg Alderman.
Because you pledged that you will clean the air of menthol smoke and Aquanet in and around the Petersburg Square there.
Absolutely, and eradicate all feline from inside of government building.
Now, come on. Now, Clyde's a longtime valuable employee as the trash inspector. So, I mean, we got to keep him rocking and rolling.
Well, he is three-time employee of the month, so we may cut him some slack there.
Let me ask you this. Would you be more strictly enforcing the 24-hour mandatory parking?
Absolutely not. That 24-hour parking will be abolished in September.
Oh,
on your first day.
So what is your proposed? Should it be like a one-hour parking maybe, or is it just going to be like at your discretion?
It will be 24-hour free parking is what it will be.
Oh, so currently it's 24-hour paid parking?
Well, right now it just says 24-hour parking is what it says. That's all it says.
So it says mandatory, right?
So you have to park.
Spelling and grammar has never been the forte of the current administration of the town of Petersburg. So, you know, we don't proofread before we put signs up many times.
Now the,
it takes time to do that.
The early voting started, so I mean you can get out there and cast your vote if you're legal to do so inside the city limits of Petersburg. There,
did you say legal or illegal?
Legal.
All 280 of you go out and vote.
Once.
Yeah.
Once. Yes.
But you can, actually, there are three write-in candidates, but there's only there's three spots for write-ins, but there's only two candidates running. So you could actually write your name in twice, correct?
Yeah, but they'll only count it once. So I've already investigated that avenue.
Okay. All right. Well, now Yard Boy. Now again, folks, I did have the privilege of seeing the Yard Boys Worldwide Command Center this week.
The northern
headquarters of the command center, and it's nice out there.
Could you see the Yard of the Month sign from your vantage point?
No. The front lawn has quite a structure on it.
Okay.
But
this is the northern headquarters. We're not talking about the Global Operation Command Center.
So where is
Corey? Are mail-in ballots available?
They were. You've already passed the deadline to ask for those, though.
Oh, you don't have any?
No, he just asked just now.
Yeah, but there's no. You didn't say anything about a deadline.
You'll have to talk to Secretary of State Trey Hargan about that. That's above my pay grade.
But I know, in all seriousness, you are running for alderman for Petersburg, and we have endorsed you. And we if anyone else wanted to call in and have an alternative point of view,
We will certainly respect that and honor that because we're giving you a platform. And
but we're
absolutely
we're going Yard Boy.
Now I do have to say,
what's that?
We aren't mandated by the FCC. So we don't technically have to do anything.
Yeah, but
you are in the wild frontier of the World Wide Web is where you are at. Yeah.
But I think it would be its right to do to offer that out there.
Oh yes,
it might
right.
be fun. So yeah, but
polite only counts in horseshoes, David. So
sorry about that.
But you know, if a young man where mama would allow him to call in, I mean, I don't know if that would might be okay for him to do so at the point in time. But go ahead.
I was going to say we're also going to be abolishing that loose change policy. You know, the Corey law that was established. So
yeah, there's a coin shortage. So you've still got your 5 gallon bucket.
There's nothing about a coin shortage being stated at Petersburg Town Hall. They actually restrict how much you can give them. You know, it's just the opposite. You go into the grocery store and
they won't give you coins.
They'll give you back. No, Petersburg, we restrict how much you can give us.
Well, apparently they're where there are short coins elsewhere, they're long on coins at that location.
That's right.
All right, Yard Boy. Well, you keep striping them out there. And like I say, don't do too many yards in one day because it's warm out there.
It is indeed.
Now, Drew, we've had a little bit of talk. Have you seen a bunch of brown patch this year?
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly, I haven't. I've got one account that I typically have that problem with. It's got a little low spot in it, and the lady just runs the irrigation entirely too much, and I beg her not to. But surprisingly, I haven't seen it in that yard, so I haven't run into a whole lot in it.
Now you're generally south of Nashville in your service area as well.
Right. I'm actually in Spring Hill as we speak right now, about to ironically pull up to one of my best Buta or Hermescue yards.
There you go.
Well, because you they say that's a new thing, but I think there are a bunch of yards in Hills.
Yeah. I've been mowing Vermescue yards for 20 years.
Hey, if we make some coins on it, we might as well try.
Right? Hey, yard boy,
it pays the bills, man.
Great to hear you this morning. Keep on keeping on, sir. You have a great rest of the day.
Good work up there. All right. See y'all.
All right.
Hey, we give a shout out to Chris Nishin.
It's his turn to sit on the
yeah, he needs to come in.
You guys,
Doris Smith, good morning to you. Mm-hmm. And Mark Shahan, Joan Kite, and several others. So, yeah, thanks for giving us a shout out this morning.
Always glad
to see you out there.
I need to talk to Marvin about some fly fishing. Or just about it, not actually having to take me anywhere, because
we need to bring him in, because he is he's a friend of the environment and a friend of everything else that's going on, and had a little bit of a thing going on between,
and he's really a great guy.
He's
a great guy.
He's cute too. But they
that went just a little far, but I'm gonna stay with my great guy. There was this post, he is a great guy.
Honest to
you, know you are.
There was this post last week on Facebook where he was talking about the traffic on the Caney Fork River, and they set the scene. Chris Nishin waiting in the Caney Fork River with the fog around him. Whew. I mean, I just got a little tingle.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
I mean,
it doesn't have that effect on everybody, Josh. But I can understand where it does.
I didn't think he was that handsome.
The whole thing, man.
Yeah, you stumped him.
Yeah, I did.
I'm looking. That was a look of derision.
615-499-6690. If you want to call in and leave a question, we'll be glad to respond to it. We have Drew Sullivan in studio today we got about 8 minutes left here in this hour, so we're rapidly approaching the end of this show, and of course we want to thank you. Before we forget,
thank you, we appreciate you being here today. Yeah,
what enjoying. Are we? Okay, we got with all the hot weather and the amount of precipitation going everywhere. What are the things that you would recommend to people that need to be conscious of, be on the lookout for, as far as things that are likely to become problematic?
Okay, problematic would be disease. One thing we've talked about there.
The brown patch being one of those.
Right. My thought process this time of year goes to preparing for the overseeding season. I like to get a jump on that if you've tried and tried and can't be successful, a soil test, get it done now, because there's some implements that need to go in when you aerate.
Mm-hmm.
If not, if you're looking pretty good, one of my little tricks is going ahead and doing a straight 100% organic application right now to kind of get your soil perked back up and going.
One of the many benefits of organics is that you can put them on during the heat of the summer and it doesn't burn.
Right, exactly. We've got a new product coming in. Actually, it got shipped to our Knoxville store. We're going to get some down here, but it's a granular soil penetrant and water infiltration product that you know golf courses and sports turf use these for years, where you can make water not be hydrophobic. You can make it go into the ground.
Water has rabies.
We've got a granule now that you can apply that's pretty cost effective, and it'll give you 30-day treatment. So new things like that going on. You can go ahead and get your soil kind of starting to get it in shape. We're almost August,
and for those who are not willing to convert to a Fess-Muta, if you were thinking
of Hermescue,
if you're thinking about eradicating Bermuda grass, you're really coming up on the time where you need to be thinking about getting the Bermuda grass eradication done, because it's just the latter part of July. Well, that's true, but if you really want to give yourself the best chance to eradicate it, you need to allow enough time with the foreknowledge that
you will not get 100% of it the first time you spray. You're going right. to have to go back in there and do a follow-up spray because you're going to miss spots.
Right.
And there's something going to show back through. So if you really want to get the very best shot at ridding yourself of it,
yeah.
you got to start
spray.
Early.
Spray now. And if you've got a small lawn and it's come into there, I would recommend a total kill, just a total, you know, give up a little green for 5 or 6 weeks
right.
and get it cleaned up. If you are thinking of the new, or actually it's the older, but sowing some fescue into Bermuda, I'm going to suggest to you to do a growth retardant on that existing Bermuda to keep it from growing while you get your new fescue up and running.
Okay, so what do you give us a name of a product for a growth retardant?
Trendpak, Groom are two that we sell. Groom is easier
now,
to remember.
Now, these granular products, or are they liquid?
No, they're liquid.
Okay, all right.
But they're good. They'll give you, in doing this, you'll probably get 3 or 4 weeks out of it anyway.
Now, can those be applied with a hose-in type of applicator?
Probably.
Got to be a tank mix?
Well, if you're going straight on Bermuda and you don't care what it does to it, you could do a hose-in. I just don't think you can get the rate exactly what it needs to be with a hose in. 3/4 ounce to 1,000 square feet with Bermuda is how it works. But I sprayed my front lawn, and I actually have not mowed my Bermuda for a month.
Josh, we need to give a shout-out to Joey Montaloni. He uh-huh. is he's out there.
The sensei.
He needs to come in sometime, too.
Absolutely. Shout-out to Sally Sledge Walker. I love that name. And Crystal
That's
Lee.
Sister Sledge, right?
Crystal Lee Hogue, and there's a number of others. So good morning to both of you, and thank you for tuning in today. As we're coming up the last few minutes of the program yep. here, it's
very quickly got a we got something in okay. the last
we
few
got
minutes.
Something.
We got something.
We got something. Give me just a second here. Okay, it is from Martha. So.
Okay, Martha Ann.
Hi, this is Martha Ann Hood, and I would like to know if they know anything about, if David knows anything about keeping peppers over, like keeping them like a little tree. I've seen people do that before, if you keep them in the house and keep the conditions right. And also, I'd like to know if they have any plants for sale that are ghost peppers or Carolina reapers that can go for this season that are already growing. Thank you.
Okay, so you try to keep peppers over. Pretty tough if you're gonna. I mean, you'd have to have some major grow lights to be able to keep enough day length to keep those in active growth. I'm not saying it's impossible. I haven't seen anybody do it where you would try to keep them alive through the winter. You're not gonna likely have fruit production during what you can with a cold frame really extend the season. You can get way up into December, and I've done that myself with. I mean, I picked the last of my ghost peppers way up into December last year by doing that very thing. As far as having plants available right now, Martha Ann, no. Sold out for the season on those, so enjoy the ones that you have and make friends with people who've already got them coming along. And if you've got a few plants out there, save some.
You only
of the,
need, like, one for a family,
save,
right?
No, I don't. I need several, but. Save some one of the pepper plants, the pods, and get the seed out of it. You can grow plenty that way. So there Absolutely. You go.
Would you dehydrate it first, or would you just?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You probably it's either that, or just cut the pepper away and save the seeds and allow them to dry. They do need to dry
because they're hot too. By the way, folks. So when yeah. you're handling them, yeah. be very careful with them.
Don't scratch your eyes. Resist all
yeah.
every
or
temptation
or any other tender part of your body.
That's that, right.
Absolutely. All right, folks. We're coming to the end of this edition of the At Home Show. But next Saturday morning. We're going to be here. We're going to come to you from the headquarters of the Earth Mix Network.
You never know who'll be here next week, but I think we'll be here, though.
I'll be here.
We're going to be here. Drew, thank
you. Nora's going to be here.
She sure is. But, folks, go out there. Share the Facebook page. Share the view. Go to YouTube. Subscribe. Go out to LinkedIn. Demand that we get on there.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we want to get on there and get everything rolling for you. But for everybody here at the At Home Show, we're going to thank you for participating this week and encourage you to join us for the Saturday morning tradition. It's the At Home Show with Josh Gary and David Bates.